A song for mama, boys to men, basifaka ngala esigabeni sokugcina njengoba selishayile elesine ihora 7 after 4 o'clock. Usanda kungena ngiyakwamukela ngiyakubingelela ufike kahle ufike ekhaya ekhaya elinomfutho leli ukhaya elinothando ikhaya elikuthulela indaba ezinhle 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Uyazi ke ukuthi uma sesifika kulesi sigaba yilapho ke singena kwi discussion yosuku. Njoba ke kuyinyanga yabo ma na today sisaqhubeka sikhuluma la indaba yokuthi kubaleka ngakanani ungomuntu wesimame ukuthi uphile ngalendlela uNkulunkulu asihlelele ngayo si ngabo mama. Today ke sizobuka a life defined by God ukuthi uyiphila kanjani lempilo ungumuntu wesimame. So today ke ngikanye ubuyile o Pastor Tebogo Mokoena khalimambo ukhona u Pastor Tebogo Mokoena and then guys you know umam Johanna Hlabatawu. Hey, bengisamtshela labazalwane if bo umlaleli we radio pulpit yes ago kuthi kunini
2006 so long time
yo beka la bazalwane bobungomunye wabasakazi ba la e radio pulpit engena ngo 4 ekseni lohlelo engilenza manje belenzwa nguyena umam Johanna Hlabatawu and then abanye bamazi from uku actor ne you were an actress
yes once upon a time
yeah but ba khale ba tshwanang le rona ba tseba hore ke bua ka eng
yeah if you want to give away your age then you definitely know
yes
back
yes
in the days hampe khona le TV 1
yes
TV 2 TV 3
yeah
Yeah, no, what was the name of the drama?
Bohlokobaka.
Yes. So tla ke re batho ba gale ba tla ho re bua ka eng. Mara bo ma 2000 aya ba tsebe ho re bua ka eng.
No, a re ska batla mang show ba re ba tse.
Re wa muhela mo hae ra le bo ho re o gutle hape.
Oh, thank you so much for inviting me. Tebo.
Pastor Tebo. Siyakwamukela.
Thank you so much. It's just an honor to be here again nabo mama.
Yeah.
Ngenyanga sicelebrate abona nabo bonke abalaleli be radio pulpit right now. We love you so much and we believe that you are going to be greatly blessed by what we're going to share and discuss today.
Amen and amen. I know ukuthi Hey uzosiphakela la uyazi uzosiphakela ama 7 colors sizodla yazi sizosutha umuntu kamoya uzodla namhlanje yeah so today guys siyaqhubeka ngithi ngale ndaba ya last week besithi mama ngabe uyincwadi efundekayo yini and ungumama ikuphi abantu abakufundayo kuwe ngabe your lifestyle omunye umuntu makubukile kukhona kufundayo and then angakuthatha naye aku-apply empilweni yakhe saphinde sasho ukuthi okukhulumayo ngomlomo wakho ukuhamba kwakho ngabe uyincwadi yini efundekayo so today njoba siqhubeka sithi uyayiphila yini lempilo okuwukuthi uKristu sichazela ngayo ezwini lakhe angithi yes asi unpack ngiqala kuphi kumam Johanna Hlabatawu
hey you guys you just gave it to me straight away
yes
you know when I was thinking about this and we're yeah. talking about a life defined by God if there is a definition we must know what the will of the Lord is
yeah.
for the life that is defined by God to be there for people to see it and for you to actually carry it on or carry it through there needs to be the will known there because you can't just go out there and do everything and any other thing so it starts where you know what God has willed for your life I mean for instance when you look at the beginning of the Bible and the beginning of all things Adam and Eve knew exactly what they were supposed to do.
Yes.
They were there, and God said, you will be fruitful and multiply. There was also a point where they were told that you will not eat of the fruit that is in the tree that is in the middle of the garden. They knew there was something that they had to do, something that they had to follow, or something that they had to carry through. So I think for one to have that life that God is pleased with or that God wants, you have to know what is it. Because a lot of people would come and say, yeah, but what am I supposed to do? Also, I looked at, let's take Mary. When the angel went to Mary, said something to Mary. Mary was there. Mary was engaged to be married, probably planning a wedding, you know, like invitation, the guests to come to the wedding. And then an angel came and intercepted the whole thing and said, highly favored amongst women. There was something said, you are going to be a way for the Messiah to come into the world. There was something that was said. There was a will that was spoken into Mary's life that this is what God expects of you. So we need, and I think it's a problem for a lot of people. People will say, I don't know what is it that God wants me to do. You know, I'm trying this. I don't hear the voice of God. Okay. We don't live in that dispensation, right, where we can clearly say that the angel came. Maybe for some people, I don't know, people would say, okay, I had an encounter with an angel. Some people would say that I dreamt and all those things. Some people would say I heard the voice of God. But also going back, I just wanted to, our premise should be, you need to know what the will of God is for your life, for you to live that life that is defined by God. Mm-hmm. And then we have Elizabeth. Even though Elizabeth never had an encounter herself, but the husband had an encounter because an angel came as he was in the temple telling about the coming of John. So to such an extent that even when Elizabeth met with Mary, when Mary came to visit her, the baby in her lit.
Yes.
That was the will. The will was just saying, hey, you know what? This is it.
Amen.
God has spoken this into my life. I know what I have to do. Because there was also, with John, there was also, he will do this, he will not do this. So where the will is known, then you can be able to say that this life is defined by God. I mean, these are instances now, we're starting now with, these are instances where there was a clear indication, where there was somebody sent there, where an angel went and spoke into the life of these people and said, this is going to happen. And we also have an example of Anna, mm-hmm. Anna the prophetess, who was interceding for the coming of the Messiah. Remember that she was married, I think it was about 7 years, and then the husband died, and then she gave her life to the Lord. And she gave her life to just interceding. And then also I think she was more of a evangelist, because it says in Luke that all the time what she did, she would tell people about the goodness of the Lord. Amen. So she knew what she was in this world for, ushering the Messiah. And then we saw that she saw the Messiah come when he was born.
Wow. Kumele uwazi ukuthi iyini intando kaNkulunkulu empilweni yakho ukuze uwazi ukuphila impilo that is defined by God. So uma ungayazi intando kaNkulunkulu njengoba esho la Johanna Hlabatau kusho ukuthi ngeke ukwazi ukuyiphila lempilo uNkulunkulu asibusise ngayo. So mhlambe sibuyele futhi emova ngizokuwe mfundisi wami. Ukuya ngencazelo yeBhayibheli, iyini impilo?
Okay. Life according to the Bible is only defined when you are in Christ. Impilo, apart from him, there is no life, because Jesus said in his word, in Guye, we live, we move, and we have our being. I like what Umam Joanna said, Uguti, we have to know the will and the purpose for our lives.
Yeah.
And abanye abantu bathi they can't hear the voice of God. Abanye they have encounters with angels and get messages from God. Abanye they have dreams and visions. Unkulunkulu uzibonakalisa in different ways empilweni zabantu or imtando yakhe, his will and his purpose for their lives is bona ibonakala uyibonakalisa ngendlela ezihlukahlukene. So if an individual engazi the will of God for their lives, God gave us his word, the Bible. There are so many examples and promises of God empilweni yethu. I mean empilweni zabantu ukuthi ufuna ukuthi senzeni. One example is Jeremiah 29:11. Ngicela usifundele Mam Joan. I think we all know that scripture.
Yeah.
Are you there?
Jeremiah 29:11.
So unkulunkulu throughout the Bible, his will and his purpose uyayisho. And omunye umuntu futhi meke ngathi mina I don't know what life is. Psalm 139, it explains exactly what God wants for each and every individual that is born here on earth, whether you are a woman, whether you are a man. Unkulunkulu uyayichaza kahle ku Psalm 139. But right now let's read Jeremiah 29:11,
and it says, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord,
yes,
thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope."
Yes. Asiqhubeke sizwe the next one.
"Then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you."
Yes.
"And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart." And 14 says, "I will be found by you, says the Lord. Yes. And I will bring you back from your captivity. I'll gather you from all the nations and from all the places where I have driven you, says the Lord."
Amen. Amen. So the Lord, this is a very powerful promise from the Lord. If you do not know what life is, you do not know your purpose, you have to go back to the Lord and ask for a direction. And unkulunkulu does that empilweni zethu through the Holy Spirit, but nathi we need to be intentional. Seek his word, like Jeremiah 29 says, if you seek me and you will find me. Because Uyena, he is the author and the finisher of our lives, so we need to go back to him to understand exactly what life is. Ngiqhubeke futhi, as I was saying, Psalm 139, if umlalele right now you have a problem, a challenge of knowing the will of God, of understanding what life is, of knowing where you're supposed to go or to do ngempilo yakho, Psalm 139 helped me so much empilweni. I understood who I am in Christ. I understood that my identity and my value and my worth is only found in Christ, not how I look or who I was married to or where I used to work or the kind of business that I had. Life in abundance is only in Christ. Because wuye osilethela emhlabeni, wuye owaziyo ukuthi usilethele ini, and wuye ozositshela ukuthi kumele senze njani. So if you don't have that relationship with Christ, I think uzoba nama challenges of knowing who you are in him. So ke Psalm 139, as I said, ungisizile kakhulu, and I will start laphana ku maybe ku verse 16. I think we should start ku verse 16. Psalm 139 verse 16. Are you going to read or should I read?
You can read.
Okay. Uthi, "Your eyes saw my substance being yet formed, and in your book they were all written, the days fashioned for me, when as yet there were none of them." So God fashioned our days when there was none of them, and he wrote them down. Like we are saying, we are living in pieces. So we have to live according to what God has written down about us, so that we can be able to live out that life. So in essence, life without Christ is vain.
Wow.
Yes. Absolutely.
Ngikuzwa kahle mfundisi. So okushoyo la ukuthi a definition of life, or a definition of life for a Christian, mm-hmm. uKristu uqobo lwakhe.
Yes.
Lapho simamukela uKristu eimpilweni zethu, sibusiswa ngempilo entsha ngathi.
Yes.
Giyena. So it means our real life manje is hidden giyena uKristu. And engikutholile kuwena ukuthi a life defined by Christ is to have a fellowship naye.
Yes.
So ngicela sibuyele ku Jeremiah 29. Angithi isithembiso lesi esisitholayo eBhayibhelini. So Mam Hlabatau.
Yes.
This promise.
Yangichaza yazi mo ukuthi Mam Hlabatau. Awukuchukwa kanje.
Yes,
Mam Hlabatau.
Yes.
Le promise. Sorry about that.
Gabele promise, does it apply to every human being?
I think it God's purpose for people,
yeah,
is for them to experience his love.
Yes.
It is for them to experience his goodness.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't see that there can ever be a person that is outside of God's reach.
Mm.
There isn't. I think that it is for the goodness of God. It is for everybody. But I think the challenge comes in, do people want to accept or to receive that which God wants to give them? You see, God is not, he's not going to come and force anybody to do anything. God is just saying, come to me. Here is what I have in store for you. I mean, really, we wouldn't want to have God as somebody maybe who is like a dictator, mm-hmm. telling us, okay, if you don't do this, then, you know, I'm going to cut you. You know, like, you know, if there's a wire up or something that connects us to God, maybe in terms of our breathing, said, you're not going to breathe, you're not going to be alive, you're not going to. No, God is a good God. And God is a God of good, and God does good. So I believe that this promise is for everybody. An invitation to receive the salvation of God is for everyone. Like the word of God says that God does not desire for people to perish. It's yeah. not his desire. Mm-hmm. His desire for mankind is good. So I believe that this is for everyone. And then everyone is welcome to come into the kingdom of God. Everyone is welcome to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And that's the premise. Mm. Like you were saying, it, like the premise now, like Sisu was asking, what is life? Christ is life.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And then that starts with us recognizing that he has come for mankind to save mankind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
From mankind himself,
mm-hmm.
from the things that we were following or from the things that we were worshipping outside of him. So it starts there.
Mm.
What is your relationship with Christ? Do you know Christ?
Mm.
Have you received Christ, as Romans 10 would say? It's just as easy as confessing.
Yeah.
It's just as easy as believing that he is who he says he is, or what the word of God says that he is. So I believe that this is for everybody. Not, there is no door, especially now you're still in this world.
Yeah.
You still have that chance,
mm-hmm.
to jump in and eat or partake,
yeah.
and taste and see that the Lord is good.
Amen.
Mm. 26 after 4 o'clock today, sibuka la ukuthi sibuka a life defined by God. Ngabe ungumuntu wesimame uphila lempilo that is defined by God, okuyimpilo yoku fellowship naye, okuyimpilo yoku glorify uNkulunkulu. Ithingi indlule ngala yeah, sizoqhubeka nje si unpacke le ndaba. Singathanda futhi ukuthi sizwe uvo lwakho njengoba ke siqhubeka sixoxa.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So, join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer at radiopulpit.co.za.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. True, authentic. Christian Radio
012-334-1322 iyona inombolo yethu ozongena kuyo uma ke uthanda ukuphawula noma unombuzo njengoba siqhubeka sixoxa indaba yanamuhla sithi ungumama ngabe uyayiphila yini impilo that is defined by Christ njengoba ngiye ngabuza ukuthi impilo iyini izwi liyasho ukuthi whoever has the son has life. Whoever does not have God's son doesn't have life. So iqondile nje le ndaba. Istraight nje ukuthi impilo ikuKristu. So without Christ ayikho impilo. So without ukumazi uKristu, without ukumamukela empilweni yakho, kusho ukuthi angazi sibizani manje le mhlawumbe umuntu athi hayi mina ngiyayiphilela and wayitsho hona le babambare mudimo or rata rothle.
Yes.
Re batho ba mudimo rothle. So uyasithanda uNkulunkulu and then bese ke umuntu uyiphilela ngendlela aphila ngayo and then bese lisho iBhayibheli lithi wena ngitho ikhethelayo ukuthi yiphi impilo ofuna ukuthi uyiphile bese athi hayi akasinilahle mudimo cause one rata. So today sithanda ukuqondisa leyo bazalwane ukuthi impilo iyangempela iqala kubani iqala kuKristu and nasi sithembiso esihle la esisitholile kuJeremiah 29:11 uthi for I know the plans I have for you declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. So mamhlabatawu ungamoyizela futhi ama obstacles imapi othola ukuthi enza abantu bangakwazi ukuphila lempilo uKristu asibusise ngayo.
I think one of the things going back to what I started with would be that people would not know what the will of God for their lives is.
Mm-hmm.
So like yesterday I was actually looking at the scripture Neko Hebrew Hebrew 1 and then it says for people that would say yes you've been saying that angels spoke to these people, people heard the voice of God and all that, but I do not hear that. And also Pastor Debo alluded to that. It says God, who at various times and in various ways spoke in time past to the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken to us by his son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, through whom also he made the worlds. And then when you go to John 1, it says in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. And we know that Jesus Christ is the word. So if you want to know what the will of the Father for your life is, you have to go back to what the word is saying. There are so many things that are said in the word that we are supposed to do to show that we truly are the followers of Jesus Christ. So, for instance, if God has called you, now I was thinking about it, even myself, am I in the will of God? And I looked at it in this way. Every day of your life, you have a chance to do what the will of the Father is. Simple things. Start with simple things. Are you kind to your neighbor? The word of God says, love your neighbor as thyself. How many of us know that there is a neighbor maybe two houses away from us, three houses away from us, and know that they are in need? And hangata, I think this thing is seen more by women. I'm not saying that men don't see this, but we are the ones that normally pick up when there is a need. So the question is, your everyday life, can you see that there is a need that you can actually fulfill? That is the will of God. You might not have heard the voice say, okay, your neighbor has no sugar, or your neighbor is struggling. No, but you can see. And then what is the spirit that is born again, that is hearing from God, that goes in line with what the word of God and the spirit is saying, telling you about your neighbor now. It's simple things like that. Are you kind to other people? So when I was what are the obstacles? Obstacles will come in this. Let's take that example that I've just talked about. Can you be able to tell if your neighbor is in need? Do you love your neighbor like you love yourself? Maybe you like say, oh no, pride. No, there is no way that I'm going to help them. Or maybe you, unforgiveness.
Yeah.
You have what we call beef with them. So you kind of like thinking, no, there is no way that I'm going to help them. Remember what they did. Remember what they did. Remember what they didn't do. Remember what they said and stuff like that. So I think what happens to us as people is, remember that we are three parts.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a soul, we've got a spirit, and we've got a body.
Mm-hmm.
So when we are born again, we're in the spirit. So the spirit becomes perfect, becomes one with God.
Yeah.
But the soul, where there is a mind, where there is a will, where there are emotions. So the spirit needs to bring the soul into subjection.
Yeah.
But the soul has been in this world for a very long time and has experienced a plethora of things. So at the end of the day, when the spirit speaks and say, be kind, love your neighbor, and then the soul will come, no, remember what they did. So, and then now it's going to be a question of which one have you fed more than the other?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is it the spirit or the word of God?
Yeah.
So this is where the war is. This is where the obstacles come in.
Hore.
Which one am I feeding? Which tree am I feeding here? Is it the spirit or am I feeding the soul? So it is things like that. And I think that it happens to a lot of people. And then sometimes maybe it could be something like also selfishness. No, this is for me and my 2.5 children and my family and my wife and my husband. There is no way that I'm going to share because I also need it. Forgetting that in giving, you are more blessed.
Yeah.
So it goes back to what is the word of God saying?
Mm.
Are you leaning more to what the word is saying or to what your soul and all its experiences in the emotions, in the mind, and then in the feelings is saying? So this is war. So we need that. It is without a doubt that we constantly need to go and feed our spirit by reading the word of God. So I think for me, this is one thing that I have noticed, that we sometimes feed the flesh more than we feed the spirit. So if we feed the flesh more, then we are going to lean on doing the things of the flesh. I mean, the word is even saying that. Like if you feed the flesh, if you sow into the flesh, you are going to reap of the flesh.
Yeah.
So those are the obstacles. One of the obstacles that I have seen that we do as people, that we are neglecting the word of God.
Wow. Pastor Tebogo, ngicela ukuthi mesibuya la kune voice note, ngicela silalele, ngiyabona ngathi iyadonsa. It's about 7 minutes 45 seconds. Mamhlabatawu ukhuluma nge a will of God. So ngicela mhlambe kunomuntu osanda kusindiswa.
Yes.
And uthi kyawutla babuya ka the will of God. What is the will of God? Asiphendule emveni kokulalela le voice note.
Sibahle, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mama.
Ngiyakubulisa webahle in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Singomama, thina sikhulumi ngembokodo, sikhuluma ngezwi likaNkulunkulu, ngani ngoba thina sihlala ezwini webahle. Ngani ngoba umuntu wesifazane kumele ahlale ezwini, angakhulumi lokhu uNkulunkulu angamtshelanga. Yazi, uma wena wesibahle unomoya kaNkulunkulu, uzokhuluma konke uNkulunkulu afuna ukuthi ukhulume. Nali izwi engithanda ukuletha webahle. Incwadi yakhona itholakala kumshumayeli, Ecclesiastes, chapter 3. I start to read from verse 1. Ifundeka kanje. Everything that happens in this world happens at the time God chooses. He sets the time for birth and the time for death. the time for planting and the time for pulling up, the time for killing and the time for healing, the time for tearing down and the time for building. He says the time for sorrow and the time for joy, the time for mourning and the time for dancing, the time for making love and the time for not making love, the time for kissing and the time for not kissing. He sets the time for finding and the time for losing, the time for saving and the time for throwing away, the time for tearing, the time for mending, the time for silence and the time for talk. It's verse 7. It is the time for tearing, the time for mending, the time for silence, the time for talk. He sets the time for love and for the time for hate, the time for war and the time for peace. What do we gain from all our work? I know the heavy burdens that God has laid on us. He has set the right time for everything. He has given us a desire to know the future, but never gives us the satisfaction of fully understanding what he does. Uyalizwa izwi likaNkulunkulu ukuthi ngempela. You cannot comprehend God. You cannot understand God. Why? He is our maker. That is why ngaletha nezwi lapha ku Isaiah futhi ukuthi who can give advice to God? He is the one who sets everything. So, I realize that all we can do is to be happy and do the best we can while we are still alive. You know, when you are still alive, you must do the best what you can. As mina ngiyathanda mina ukwenzani ukucula. So I'm doing the best that I can. Ngani ngoba uNkulunkulu ungiphile. He has set his time for me. All of us should eat and drink and enjoy what we have worked for. It is God's gift. Esinako is a gift that comes from God. As the book of James, all good gifts come from him. Verse 14, I know that everything God does will last forever. You can't add anything to it or take anything away from it. And one thing God does is to make us stand in awe of him. It is him who make us. Ukuthi simesabe. Ngani ngoba uma singamesabi sizodlubulundela webahle. We'll do anything. We'll say anything. We'll walk anyhow we want to. Why? Because of we are not in awe of him as mesabi. You know, uma umesaba uNkulunkulu. We are no senza ukuthi simesabe. Ngani ngezwi lakhe. When you have the spirit of God, you will stand in awe of him. Verse 15. Whatever happens or can happen has already happened before. God makes the same thing happen again and again. So we must know ukuthi ngempela, he sets the time for us. He is the one who sets time. You know, when God say yes, when he say no. So and you cannot question him ukuthi, why did he allow a situation or why did he allow something to happen to you? Yeah, now he knows. That is why I am saying ukuthi, he knows our hearts. He knows our mind. He knows our thoughts. He knows everything, even if before we can start to pray. You know, I have brought a prayer. Tata wa, hina langa matilwe hitwele bu si wana hina lava ikujo eleke hina vana vaku ikombi sendela leiku faneleke ya kuku lanzela imasiku ikwawo. It is a prayer. It's a song of prayer. That city, our Heavenly Father, show us the way that suits you. Ngani ngoba uyena okumele asibonise indlela yokuthi how we should conduct ourselves. Ngiyabulisa kuwe siswami nakubalaleli bonke be-radio pulpit. Good afternoon. Thank you very much. Good afternoon.
Thank you very much, Mama. Hey, Mama uhlezi sibusisa yazi ehlabelela edumisa. Siyabonga mama nge-contribution yakho. May God bless you. Isikhathi ke sithi 1644. Zivuliwe incingo bazalwane, singathanda ukuzwa from kuwe lapha ekhaya nanoma ukuphi lapho ulalele khona njoba today. Sisaqhubeka sithi singomama asiphileni impilo that is defined by Christ. Njoba ke ebesho la uMama Mhlabatawu ATM ukuze uphile impilo that is defined by Christ, ukuthi wazi okuyintando kaNkulunkulu for your life. So what is the will of God?
Mina, I believe the will of God is in his word. You know, I was reading the book of Job a few days ago, and we all know his story, how Satan came and took everything from him. But I'm just summarizing, at the end, God restored. And he restored him greater. He had great things than the ones that he had before. So the greater glory was more greater than the previous one. The Bible even says he had daughters that were more beautiful. You know, that's how God restored him. So Job 36:11, there I think tells us exactly what is God's will. I'm going to read Job 36:11. If they obey and serve him, that serve the Lord, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasures. But if they do not obey, they shall perish by the sword and they shall die without knowledge. So the key here is obedience. I cannot stop stressing this, obedience, obedience, obedience. And sometimes ama obstacles empilweni yethu akhozwa yi disobedience. Even, you know, it's so weird because even nama disobedience, our forefathers, they also cause ama obstacles sometimes empilweni yethu. The Lord said in his word that he even visits the sins of our forefathers, even to the fourth generation. So obedience is the will, is the key here. Now, uMama Mhlabatawu ushilo eqaleni ukuthi God gave Adam and Eve instructions. Wathi ninga likulesi kulesithelo, if you do eat, you will surely die. Uyabona ukuthi ube testa their obedience, and they did not obey, and we ended up losing our glory to be in the presence of God. There was a separation. He kicked them out of the Garden of Eden. And our generations, Azile after Adam, were born into sin. That's because of its disobedience. So we really, really, really need to walk in obedience as children of God. Obey his will. Noma kunzima, sometimes you don't feel like it, but obey.
Obey.
Yes.
Dumela, sawubona usemoyeni? Sawubona. Sawubona. Sawubona ma. Re teng mama wena o kae? Mm, re bua le mang o kae? Oh, Metabiso ko Midrand.
Amen.
Amen mama.
Dumela seteng le baru.
Dumela mme, dumela mme.
No mo ke ratile taba ya gore to live to gore re ke re phile a godly life ke gore re be in God to will. 5:2:11 e bolela mantswe a gore for the grace of God that brings us Satan has appeared to all men, it teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly life and to live self-controlled in this present age. So ruta gore ye nngwe ya tse di ka re thibelang go rata Modimo o bo go dira thato ya Modimo ke go tlhoka self control ya le ka bomme.
Mama Thabiso?
Hey.
Oh, okay. O sale teng. Yes.
I thought
mama re utlweletse.
So ntho nngwe e tlo re thusang re le bana ba Modimo.
Mm.
Yes. Some ke gore re re no to ungodliness. If we ba o tlo bona le wena gore I'm praying. This thing in ke sa tlhagong. O tshwanetse o gane go dira.
Yes.
Es mwana wa Modimo. O oppose se Satane a se tlisang le lonya o kana go yona eo.
Mhm.
Ke se ke tshwetsa sona today.
Amen.
Ke tsatsa go le boga ne tlhaba tau ne tlhaba tau o re go di sitse.
Amen. Amen, Mama.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mama. Wow. I think logo Mama kushoyo kubuyela kulento boyisho obedience.
Yes.
Gune voice no dulana ngicela silalele. Umuntu wethu lo ukhali mambo.
Ah, sibingelele nkosazana, sibingelele befundisi bethu, sibingelele abalaleli bonke be Radio Pulpit umsakazo wetindzaba leti thokotisayo.
Amen.
Manje ke impilo ihlupha kakhulu la kubo mama la. Kubo baba impilo iyahlupha yebo kubo baba, mara bo mama basuka bacindezeleke kakhulu ngela emshadweni la. Uthola ukuthi umama uba nobaba lo ungakhethanga impilo kaKristu noma lo impilo kaKristu ngakho emzimbeni wakhe. Omunye umama wayeshade nobaba, umama kungumKristu ehlala ethandaza, etata enzitiya laphayani ukudla lapha beke etafuleni uhamba yothandaza, ubaba achamuke lapha ubaba afika ambambe ngesinwele lesi athi wena umsebenzi wakho ukuthandaza. Awukwazi nokusikela isinkwa ngoba isinkwa sakudala sasisikwa. Awukwazi ukusika isinkwa wena. Hlala uthandaza usibangela umsindo njalo njalo njalo. Manje umama ufike alahlekelwe impilo yobuKristu ngale emshadweni la. Ushade nobaba uthole ukuthi ubaba akakaphume ezweni. Ushade nobaba uthole ukuthi ubaba usahamba ebaprofesa hamba inyanga. Kunuka ibazo la kunuka izinto lezi ezingekho kahle la endle ekhaya. Manje ke lezi zinto esiqindezela bomama lezi. Kani mambo kosaza?
Kani mambo. Yeah, I guess ingakho izwi lithi ungangena emshadweni nomuntu ongahamba indlela oyihambayo. Buka ukuthi yiphi indlela oyihambayo ukuze uma nizongena emshadweni yabana nizwane.
You must not be unequal yoke. Yes.
Sure. Ngiyamuzwa la ukhali mambo 0123341322. Asixoxeni le ndaba. Sisaphila yini ngendlela uNkulunkulu ayichaza ngayo lempilo ukuthi kumele siphile ngayo. Sawubona Dumela usemoyeni?
Ngiyamuzwa la ukhali mambo 0123.
Sawubona?
Ngiyambona.
Sawubona baba.
Njani?
Siyaphila wena njani?
Akho nama.
Mhm.
Hey, lo sifini cho wani vusela kakhulu umazi ebenzishumela ngawo namhlanje because abantu belize plus nathi
yeah
asikwazi ukuthi sithobele uNkulunkulu kodwa siyayilasha asigcini bona ne extra distinct yasafunde ngazo abantu njengamanje abasazazi ukuthi apho bakhona njengamanje thina sigcine sesisabe ngokubatshela kakuhle ukuthi yini eyenza ukuthi bangahlali kahle bahlale begula bahlale bengazwani bengathandani so njengamanje kufanekile ukuthi ubatshele iqiniso because ke last day ngathi siyayibona kodwa abezwe abakayiboni loo nto abakayibuka.
Yeah. And iqiniso lelo khuluma ngalo baba ngiyacabanga ukuthi uChrist yilona iqiniso. Ngoba ukukhanya ukuphila uyikho konke kuthina. So alikho iqiniso elindlula uChrist.
Alikho 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 pastor likhumula nilapho kuwe lapho ebed. Kusifelane hey wawa. Ngoko ke yoyihoyo. Ngoko kubabuluka. Okay, abe kuzima kakhulu enjalo ndizwe uNkulunkulu.
Yeah.
Enye kanjizwe uNkulunkulu.
Yeah.
Yeyo kuzima.
Yeah.
Ene kumanga apho le londa yakho. Hayi. Inhlelo ndawo.
Yeah.
Yo. Itala kakhulu besebenza lapha eVoice.
Okay.
Ngoba noyilo iboxa la.
Yebo.
uNkulunkulu akwazi. Benza konke. Benza konke ongathi kokwezwe.
Amen. Amen.
Sizophila kabani bangithatha uNkulunkulu silapha eJoburg.
Oh, so useJoburg manje.
Yeah, ngilapha eJoburg.
All right.
Yebo, siphila kamnandi kakhulu.
Ngoba soyamazi uChrist manje. Yebo. Amen. Siyabonga baba.
Ngithobele. Ngaso sonke isikhathi.
Bless you.
Ngiyabonga bakwelibaba.
Kubonga thina mfundisi.
Ngilela kuwa kuFree.
Amen.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith and love on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you. To pray for you.
The word for you today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the word for you today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and the I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
Radio Pulpit nantambama egameni elihle lika Jesu Kristu omfeli wethu. Ngiyabonga kakhulu. It's my third time listening to Radio Pulpit and I am blessed. Blessed beyond measures. Nantambama esikukhulunywa kamnandi kukhulunywa ngokuthi iyini intando kaNkulunkulu igama ngiwugugu ngakamdluli umntwana kaNkulunkulu osindisiwe ngisebenzele eMelmont. As kusakhulunywa I am reminded of izwi likaNkulunkulu whereby abafundi babehambile John 4 babehambile beyofuna ukudla. UJesu wahlangana nowesifazane waseSamaria. Lithizwe likaNkulunkulu ke sebebuya abafundi babuya baphethe ukudla bayayibuza ukuthi hayibo udleni umfundisi wethu uthi uJesu my food is to do the will of the Father and to do umsebenzi angilethele wona la emhlabeni. So now to know the will of the Father, it is for us to study the journey of uJesu, our Lord and Savior. Mawuzobheka nje uJesu wayephilisa abantu, wayefundisa, wayeshumayela, wayekhuleka, wayenza konke okufunwa ubaba. Uze uthi engikwenzayo ilokho kwenziwa ubaba, akukho mina engikwenzayo ubaba angakwenzi. So nathi uJesu was obedient until ekuvukeni kwakhe, ebelalela noma inyama kwesinye isikhathi ibimelana naye. Remember azathi entabeni ekhuleka, if lesi sitsha baba obungasindlulisa kodwa akwenzeki intando yakho. So to do the will of the Father is to be obedient to God, as abazalwane sebesho, to do the word likaNkulunkulu. Imanual esiyibhalelwe sashiyelwa yona, kufanele siyiphile, kufanele siyenze, kufanele siyenze.
Siyabonga mama, bengicabanga ukuthi usaqhubeka ekhuluma la. Hey bazalwane, nasi isikhathi naso ha. Asisagijimi bakithi, phela sesisalela umzuzu owodwa. So in closing, Pastor Hlabatau, ngikunikeza only 2 seconds.
In these 2 seconds, I'd say keep reading the word.
Yeah.
Study the word.
Mm-hmm.
As much as you possibly can, because like we have spoken today, the will of the Father will be determined in your reading the word of God.
Yeah.
Because that is Jesus speaking to us, that is God speaking to us, and we have the epistles and we have all these other books here that are telling us about what the will of God for our life is. And then we'll never go wrong with the word of God. Absolutely no way that will ever go wrong. No matter how tired that you might get, just read the word of God. Even if you're using your phone, read the word of God. You'll find the will of the Father there.
Amen.
Amen.
Mfundisi.
Yes, Mom Hlabata, we summarize kahle. Apart from the word, we are misled. We need the word, the word, the word. In the beginning was the word. Ngaphandle kwezwi, we cannot survive on this earth.
Yeah.
And uNkulunkulu in his wisdom and his grace washiyela iBhayibheli. So it's here. Bazalwane, alingahlali accumulated that. Let's take this word and put it in our spirits so that we can be able to prosper and live godly lives that are pleasing to God. Amen.
Amen. And itholakala kuphi bafundisi?
Mina ngikhona ku Instagram u Miss Tebogo Mokoena, and then my WhatsApp number is 063-384-1434.
Okay.
Now I'm not on social media, so if you looking for me, you can ask Pastor Tebogo.
Oh, WhatsApp is social media, you know that. And she's on WhatsApp, this woman.
Okay, bafundisi bami, ngibongile kakhulu. Sizohlangana futhi next week. God bless you. UPastor Ray Legodi uyeza uzohlala nawe kusukela manje kuze kuyoshaya 7 o'clock. Siphuma la nesambulo bathi ngayo yonke ingqondo yam.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith and love on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.